And the UN Security Council meeting that Kim Landers mentioned there seems to have wound up its deliberations in New York. Kim Landers joins us now. Kim, good morning. What do we know, if anything, about this meeting and its outcome?
Well, after meeting for 3 hours in New York, the 15-member UN Security Council has finished those consultations without taking any action whatsoever. They don't seem to have been able to agree on either a statement from the president of the UN Security Council, nor have they been able to agree on any new resolutions against North Korea. Instead, what we've seen is the president of the UN Security Council, Mexico's ambassador Claude Heller, emerge from that meeting saying, "We've finished the meeting for now. Consultations between the various countries are going to go on for the next couple of hours. The ambassadors and their staff will all have different sorts of meetings at the UN Security Council outside the UN building itself." And then he says the UN Security Council will reconvene as soon as possible, but he's not able to say when that might be. So in fact, it could be hours, if not days, before we see any sort of action from the UN Security Council.
Kim, it may be too hard to read into this, but does the lack of action, can we put that down to somehow the veto holders, Russia and China, on the Security Council?
We haven't yet heard from the ambassadors from China and Russia, but that is highly likely. Even before this meeting, China was saying, and Russia too, that all members must exercise calm and restraint. We know in the past that these two countries have been very reluctant to impose sanctions on North Korea. We have heard from Japan's ambassador, who says he still wants clear and firm reaction. It was him, after all, who asked for this emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Japan is still saying that it wants a resolution against North Korea. But we've got to remember that there are a couple of resolutions already on the books against North Korea after their missile tests and their nuclear test back in 2006. And North Korea just ignores them. So it seems that the UN Security Council is really struggling to know what to do next.
Our correspondent in Washington, Kim Landers, thank you.